Well, Neil, a big congratulations, first of all, on the name change being approved. Just how much does it mean that the club is going back to the original Farsley Celtic name?
It means a lot to everybody at the club, really. I mean, John Palmer, John Farrell and Josh Greaves have worked tirelessly on this matter. And the congratulations goes to them, really, for their hard work in making this happen. But nonetheless, the reason why they've done that is to get back to the roots of Farsley Celtic and, you know, really pleased that they've made it happen.
And obviously the name Farsley Celtic, it has so much tradition and so much success as well.
Absolutely, Tom. Absolutely. And, you know, the amount of tongue slips that have happened in the last 5 years since the renaming and the rebranding. To the diehard, it will always be and always has been Farsley Celtic. So now they don't have to worry about them tongue slips and can say it with pride.
I was going to say, that is the name where so many people associated the club as Farsley Celtic, and obviously the side that were once in the conference as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot to live up to, but we'll do our best. We'll do our best, and the club, you know, is secure financially and really well run. Might not be as flush as other clubs, but nonetheless well run. And you know, really pleased that we're out there playing football under the name of Farsley Celtic.
And Neil, some news which broke last night regarding Adam Priestley. It must be a case that you appreciate the work he's done for the club, but it must be sad for him to leave because of just how well he's done during his spells at the club.
Yeah, I mean, Adam scored a lot of goals for us. But as I said, when sides come knocking that can offer better financial packages than us, it's an occupational hazard, I'm afraid. And it's one that we'll have to get over. And but no, nonetheless, I'd like to thank Adam for his services while myself and Mark Jackson have been at the helm and wishing well in his passage new.
And in terms of next season, are the preparations already in place in terms of players you've been potentially looking at?
Jacko and I have been speaking to the players who are already at the club. We're down at the ground again tonight speaking to the remainder of the players that we haven't got to see. Out of respect to them, we will speak to them first before we speak to any new possible recruits. Once we've spoken to them tonight, then the recruiting process will begin on players that we highlight to feel as if we can improve things for next season for us.
And in terms of next season, just finally, what would you say the realistic aim is? Because the end of the season, it just seemed to be a case you weren't too far off the playoffs for a time, and then you just a little tricky run of results, and then it ended up with a cup final, but one that you lost on penalties. So would the aim be to try and do well in the cups, but also get nearer to them playoffs the next year?
That's the aim, Tom, yeah. I mean, as you rightly point out, we were in a great position in February to have an assault on the playoffs, but as you rightly point out, we had a really poor run of results in the last 12 games. And our playoff bid failed dramatically. Disappointing to lose a cup final on penalties, but I acknowledge the fact that there has to be a winner on the night. It would have been nice to put some silverware in the cabinet, but it wasn't to be. And you know, we have to learn from our mistakes, myself and Jacko, but bring to the table the good that we do, and hopefully move it, you know, one step further on for next year, Tom.